Are we rolling?
We're rolling. We're just going to
That is a delicious sparkling beverage that you can get at the Crafted Cup on Raymond Avenue in Poughkeepsie.
Crafted Cup.
He's one of our premier sponsors. He gives us $25 a month.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I love
so
it.
So we're really rolling in it. How's the audio sound?
Sounds good.
Everybody
sounds
give me a check.
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 Hello.
So you got to get up close.
We're on the
If you had a
radio.
Beard, it should be touching it.
For all you hep caps and stop yourself.
So, a brief intro. We're at Dark Side Records Bazaar in Poughkeepsie. It's 350 degrees outside, so we moved in.
Yeah,
so
moved inside to have an impromptu interview.
Fucking
I guess
melt.
It was kind of planned, but we were we thought we were going to do it outside. We were all set up, but then it's loud out there. So, and it's hot. It's hot as balls.
I'm gonna die if I'm outside for one more second.
So we're with Bay Patrol. You guys just played. You hit us up on Instagram. Checked out. Oh, we didn't have much time to check you guys out. I heard Breakup Anthem. I fucking loved it.
Which, yeah,
I thought it
great.
Was absolutely hilarious and really, really, really good.
My favorite of the day was the vagina song, though.
That was. Why is that everybody's favorite
classic? It's a
sing-along.
People love sing-along.
It's so like Sweet Caroline. Exactly. It's their Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves so everybody knows who's who.
Hi, I'm Kara. I play the bass.
Very quietly in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you just stand there. Don't move at all.
Don't look
Everyone's
at her.
Jumping around and yelling, and you're just calm.
Just don't even point.
Don't even
look at her.
This
she's
is the
our
most
gem.
Sun she's ever seen in her life.
It's true.
It's true. She has SPF 30.
She's our designated goth girl.
It's true. I'm Jules. I sing and rant.
I'm Caitlin, and I play guitar and I sing.
And then, are you going to let Walt jump in?
Thank you so much. My name is Walter. I play drums, cymbals, and all the heavy shit of the band.
And you and you're from?
I'm from Argentina.
Ah,
South America.
Yes. How exotic.
Well, what's the drummer from Francis Dean's name again?
Jesse.
Okay. So Jesse's like, man, the drummer's so good. And I was like, is he better than your mom? Because apparently his mom's a better drummer than their drummer.
Oh.
So, but he was very impressed with your chops.
Now you guys. All right. Now. Like I said, I know very little. I know you're out of the Bronx right now.
I'm yes? from the Bronx. Let's get that out in the open.
All right. But you were up here for a while, yes?
I lived up here for a little bit, yeah.
How far
I played roller derby up here. I lived here for almost 10 years.
With the Hudson Valley Horrors.
Yeah.
Horrors. Not
yeah,
whores.
Horrors.
It's not whores.
Like from Boston.
It's horrors.
I'm in the Harris.
Did you form the band up here or down there?
No, in the city. I formed the band in 2011, I think. We actually started playing in 2012. But I started the band with my best friend, Lauren West, from American Pinup.
Okay.
But they are way too busy, so I could never get a rehearsal in with Lauren. We just, like, our schedules were so different.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a party in Scarsdale, New York, that I was not expecting on going to, and I was like, I'm not gonna like any of these people. They're all rich. We have nothing in common. So then I went to the party anyway, and these two were there playing at your house, and I was like, oh my god, I love Scarsdale. And then we started Bay Patrol.
And that was 2011, you said?
2012.
Oh, 2012.
When all of us got together. And then we had Brittany, who everybody knew from Take One Car. She played drums for them for, like, mad long.
Okay.
And then she was in our band, and then she went to L.A. because she got, like, picked up by some, like, awesome... She was playing with Orianti and, like, Nick West and all them. It was, like, sick. She's doing really, really well. And what's her band called now?
I don't even know.
The Geetas. Like they're the sick and
that
they're sick.
Sounds familiar.
They're really good. Look them up.
I think they're singers from Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah.
How the hell do you know that? But you don't know the name of the
I
fucking
forgot.
band. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
useless information for me all the time.
So what are your influences for the most? Like, I mean, it's obvious. Your guitar playing, right off the bat, I could hear a lot of 80s metal in there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, say it.
Iron Maiden.
Say it.
Yeah. That's, I looked over. I was like, is this a Slayer song or Iron Maiden? I can't decide. Oh, to
Maiden. Love Maiden. Anthrax.
Did the
Judas Priest.
Denim vest covered in spikes give it away? Or
punk thing.
Yeah.
We got our, like, no.
It's really funny because I can talk low and Ryan can hear me, but you guys can't.
I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Yeah, I know. But he can.
Oh, good.
No, I was saying the vest gave that away for me.
Yeah. You're sometimes we match and out. It's weird. That's a nice better
out.
Than mine, though. Yeah, that's way
better. Yours is leopard print.
How's it sound now?
No, my other one, my jean one. Well, I'm too fat for it now, so fucking forget it. And fit it on.
What happens
like
when you get
She-Hulk?
Old?
You lose it.
So, well, you guys lean more toward like the punk vibe, though. So,
yeah.
So you just mix metal and you just. What other punk bands are you into?
We got like,
oh my god,
No Effects, Lunachicks.
Always Lunachicks.
No,
we love Riot Girl.
We love Bad Religion. I like old punk, but I love some of the newer, I say newer bands, it's bands from the fucking 80s, it's not new. But like, you know, when we talk about like old school punk and hardcore, like I was super into really old shit, and then 90s is pretty much like our age group.
Yeah.
So everything from the 90s, like I was obsessed with Strife. I was obsessed with like a lot of New York hardcore, like straight edge bands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a lot of ska, because ska was huge too when we were younger.
Oh,
everybody
God.
Loved
choking.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
Popular.
Not a fan of ska.
We're not a fan of ska.
I was not a fan of ska.
It's too happy.
How old are you guys?
26.
Guess.
Never ask a woman.
I would say 20,
Jesus Christ.
24, 25.
I was waiting for a point where I could say that to
him,
but.
No. I don't care. I'm not trying to date any of you.
His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. How old are you? 32. Yeah, we're 34.
So, yeah.
So.
My birthday's on Friday. When's my birthday? Who am I? What's today?
Thursday.
Yeah.
So, did you answer the question? How old are you?
25.
I'll be 31.
Right. Oh, well, I guess 24, 25.
Really?
So,
yes.
Yeah,
that's because
go.
I'm immature as fuck. Because you're
too young.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I quit my established career and then went to a community college, and people are like, you're not 32. And I was like, well, that's either a compliment for how I look or. Really bad because I'm super immature.
No, I don't know what people mean by that. I'm like, fuck you. I don't care if it's nice or not.
Yeah.
Do you have any influences, Walter?
What?
How old are you, woman? Tell us your story.
I don't know.
I'm 26.
Like,
well, you guys
are.
This is the problem. This is the problem.
Yeah, yeah,
we don't have headphones. You're interviewing her, and she's interviewing him at the same time.
And we're just
so
sitting back
let's
letting it happen.
Let's start on this
goth
end,
club.
And then we'll go to
interview from coast to coast.
Yeah.
We're starting with goth. Tell us about your life.
It's cool. Playing this band sometimes. I'm
Next. Guessing your influences aren't
mimes.
Mimes. If this were a standalone podcast, the name of the episode would be Influences Mimes. Yeah.
Hashtag mime.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's not so much punk and metal, but maybe a little bit more, I'm going to say industrial goth.
Star Trek. Oh, my God, she's going to punch me. I meant Star Trek.
Oh,
give
you
her
get,
a mic.
You get the mic.
Yeah, I play a lot of classical music, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of classical music. Also, Iron Maiden. Caitlin and I have been playing Iron Maiden songs together
since we
were, like, 11 years old.
Right. We've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah. We were really cute at one point in our lives.
And then something awful happened.
Yeah, clearly it happened.
It happened. And now
we're not
worse lobs.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when age gets up to you.
Yeah.
You start to fall apart. And you hang on with every thread.
Every thread.
You cut your hair, you style it with pomade, and then... Still, you look in the mirror and you go, what a piece of shit.
He's
I'm
just,
sorry.
He's this morning. Yeah, he's talking about his own life.
1979.
So, Walter, yeah, your influences.
Yeah, how about your influences?
Well, I'm a little bit weird with my influences. Like,
weird
I'm a Queen
general.
Fan.
Oh, really?
I like the classic rock.
Okay.
But I grew up like playing hardcore.
Oh, really?
I'm influenced by the punk and ska from Spain.
Okay.
From the Basque country.
Oh, okay.
Euskal Herria. And nothing also of that. From the underground, in all underground in South America.
Oh, all right, cool.
It's like...
When did you come up here to play? Did you just come up here to start playing, or did you move up? Your family move up here?
I just moved to the U.S. Past year.
Oh, no kidding.
I came, on March. Wow. Last March. I don't know. What was not my idea was keep playing. I was not playing.
Yeah.
I played for 15 years, but I was not playing for a long time. And we just found each other with Jules.
Yeah.
But it was just looking for something. I didn't know for what. I was ready for every kind of band, every kind of proposal.
A lot of a lot of bands that I grew up, just local bands here that I thought were just fantastic bands, just all of a sudden, went away.
Yeah, and the whole scene just died
because everybody.
It happens every few years.
Yeah,
but they stopped. They just was like, all right, we're kind of not going anywhere, and then it just all of a sudden, tick, 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 and then all of a sudden the band dissolves, and then they go
their
away.
Girlfriend gets pregnant, then they get married, and then they give up on the whole music thing. Oh, they sell their amp, and
So that was a smart move.
I mean, I feel like that's a little different when, I feel like every single one of us from childhood was like, what are you going to be? I'm a musician. We don't have an option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not good at anything else. No, I'm kidding. We have other jobs, but it's like, I feel like every musician has another job.
Yeah, I feel like our generation kind of gave up. They just gave up. Like, the people in their mid-30s, people that are in their mid-30s now, you don't find a lot of people our age still plugging away.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
they
the
just
trick.
They give up.
You just
settle on
stupid.
Just settle on something,
so
and then.
But now, I mean, I think around here, not even so much Poughkeepsie, it's Kingston. Every band that I'm hearing about around here now, all from Kingston, every one of them. So maybe that's where the new scene is.
The hell are we doing in Poughkeepsie? Let's go to Kingston.
Well, you don't really want to go to Kingston. Apparently,
I love Kingston.
It's just the great bands are from
Kingston
there.
Fucking rules. Have you been to their health food store? Like what?
No,
like,
I have not.
I'm sure, the health food.
No, I drive there to go to shows, and I'm like, I wouldn't fucking live here.
You can live in the health food store.
You can live in the health food store.
Yeah,
just pitch a tent.
I love it.
So, you've been around since 2012. I mean. Like, how's it been? Like, where are you now, and where do you want to go from here? I guess is a good question to ask.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, I feel like everybody who's in a serious band all kind of wants the same thing. But I think we really just want to play music and make people happy, but we also want to make people understand what's going on in the world and be aware and stand up for yourself, stand up for your rights, stand up for people... something happening to someone, be able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and show empathy. You know what I mean?
I like
having songs like the breakup song where we're like partying and it's like funny, like, whatever. But murder. I punched you in the face. Okay. But then we have songs like, Lady Liberty, and we have songs like No Apologies that are like fucked up. Like there's a lot of fucked up stuff going on right now in the world and people need to be aware of what's going on.
Right. It's good to have that kind of angst alongside of the comical stuff.
Like I listen to some bands, I'm not going to name them, but like bands.
No, go ahead.
Like,
go ahead.
But I'm like fucking depressed after I listen to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I don't need to know everyone's dying at once. Like I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
You know. But and then some bands, like I'll name them, fucking Anti-Flag. That it's like, am I in church? Like, where am I? Like, why have you been preaching for a fucking hour? Play a song.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not trying to preach. We're just trying to kind of bring awareness to social and human rights.
Yeah.
Without bringing everybody down.
Without really.
Yeah.
And we don't exactly.
Without being Eddie Vedder.
Exactly.
Oh, my fucking Eddie Vedder.
Fuck Pearl Jam.
I agree with every bit of his politics, but I can't listen to that shit.
Yeah,
I just can't do it.
We were huge.
Stop a concert to like give some goddamn diatribe? No.
We were
anyway,
huge.
That's
we
my
were
rant.
Huge Pearl
Get
Jam and
it.
you know Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, all those guys. And it just now it's just like I don't even you used to like Pearl Jam, right? And I'm like, yeah, but things change. just you don't want to, I don't know, whatever. But
Well, we want to start. We don't want to be super preachy to people at our shows, but we do want to say a couple things. Like today, we don't have stuff with us, but like we're going to have pamphlets of things that if you do want to get involved with something, like you can sign up for something at our merch booth, or like you can donate to these causes, and we're going to
Are there any causes you want to plug in particular?
Oh, yeah. Save the Children is a huge one for me. Like they just help kids all over the world, and it's like you can sponsor a kid for like pennies, and you save their life. Like you're giving them education, you're giving them food, you're giving them shelter, you're giving them clothes, stickers, games, like anything. They don't have any of that shit. You know, and I don't think people understand that, because a lot of times people are in their own world. Mm. And if you can't feel empathy for someone next to you, you're never going to understand their story.
Right.
Mm. You know, but so Save the Children, definitely Planned Parenthood. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. We're on board with that for sure.
Any causes for like, you know, gay, lesbian,
human
trans,
rights organization,
anything.
World Wildlife Foundation.
That's a huge one.
That's a big one for us.
Yeah, I'm a partner in World Wildlife. So fucking yes, I'm dead serious about World Wildlife, and like Defenders of the Wildlife, like what are they called? National something defense, National Wildlife Defense. They're like lawyers. They're like pro bono. Like they work off of what people send in, you know. And they're like, because who's gonna pay them? The environment? A squirrel? No. So we need people to like donate. So delusional.
Paid enough.
I really like, if I spit beer all over our studio, it's one thing, but this is not any of our equipment here. So,
what made you want to start? Like, what, like bands, or what did made you say, "Holy shit, I'm gonna be a musician. I'm gonna."
Oh God,
that's what I want.
Well, my dad's a drummer, so I always grew up in the house with, you know,
noise.
Yeah, just constantly. Even though he's a jazz drummer, but whatever. But like. And when he introduced me to, like, Elvis and Tina Turner, I was like, holy shit. Like, I used to walk around in my house, like, doing the Tina, doing, like, the routine. I was, like, 6 years old. My mom's like, what the fuck are you? Like, you need a dance class or something. Or Ritalin.
Some kind of tranquilizer.
Some kind of Elf sedative. Dart.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, my father was a
jacket
musician.
Person.
Jacket
I can't remember your name. I'm sorry. Already.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
He's usually pretty good. Do you write them down somewhere and just have them hidden?
No, I'm usually like, well, when I'm comfortable in the studio and I've have time to research everybody, it's fine. But when I've gotten back from feeding my dog, letting him out, and going, holy shit, I got to put the goddamn air conditioners in when I get back from this shit. Like, I don't have time to ramp up my memory again. So.
I wish that dog was here. I'm fucking pissed.
He would have been gone. He'd be in the,
he'd just run away.
I just didn't feel like bringing my dog to a place that's right next to 44, or the arterial.
That's true.
So.
Really but, I would hold on to him for you. It would be fun.
He would have
treats.
No problem with that. He's a lap dog. No.
Love it. Beautiful.
Well, next time you guys are in the area, maybe you could come on the show.
Yeah.
And meet his dog.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I will drive for the dog.
Yeah, he's actually going to be star of the show next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a dog trainer coming on the show.
That'd be fucking nice. Yeah. I'll kick the shit out of him.
He seems like he's very into like dog psychology.
Yeah.
So,
he's not like
yeah.
he hates Cesar Millan. Thinks he's a piece of shit because he kicks dogs and
like
stuff.
He's like a Tony Robbins for dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, Tony Robbins for dogs. That's the name of this podcast. Tony Robbins for dogs.
So, yeah, Kate, what about you, Caitlin?
I grew up around music. My dad was a bass player in the 60s, and he plays guitar. And
my dad fucking rules.
He's an awesome dude, and I guess he has been, you know, making me listen to music my entire life. Not making me, but he would play a lot of Queen, a lot of classic rock, because he grew up in the 60s and 50s, so there's a lot of that influence. As far as punk rock goes, I mean, No Effects and Blink-182 growing up when I was in, and the Misfits when I was in middle school.
Don't make that face. I had a Blink-182 album too.
I mean, when I'm not saying all
I'm not a fan
now, but when I was younger, I was like, oh yeah, this drummer is insane, and like I like their music, I dig their songwriting style, and I really like their energy. But No Effects also, and the Misfits. Ever since I was in sixth, seventh grade,
we
I was.
We got to play with Doyle.
We did get to play with Doyle at
no
Gramercy Theater. It was a lot of fun.
So fucking fun. He was
we're never gonna play anybody ever again.
So mean to us.
what happened?
They are blacklisted forever. They,
no, the two girls yelled at me. I was like, bitch, I don't know you, first of all. Second of all, I asked, where's the water? And she was like, who are you? All I was right. Like, oh, my fucking God.
Paint the picture. So what were you doing there? What? Somebody's stealing CDs.
They know, or they know, like, we're here.
No, they're bringing the CDs back in from outside. They're bringing all the CDs from outside back in, and it's setting.
They're stealing all of our merch.
All of our merchandise is gone.
So what?
Speaking of merchandise, I bought your album. I'm excited to listen to it. Yeah, I only listen to a few things, like on Instagram, like your live stuff.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Vagina problems.
Oh, no, that's so, talk about Doyle.
What happened?
What were you doing there? Why?
What were we doing?
What happened?
There? We got invited there, okay, by Diesel America. They invited me because I cut that dude's hair.
Okay.
And
did you do a bad job?
No, he loves me.
Okay.
I love them.
I was gonna say maybe he set you up for the fall.
They're great. I love them. But no, it was like a really fun show. Everything was fine, and I'm being totally dramatic, but whatever. I just was looking for our dressing room. They said each band has a dressing room, ba ba ba. When you get in there, it's a fucking maze. So how can you find anything? I don't know. So I started walking around, and I find myself in Doyle's room. And that one dude was stringing his guitar for like an hour and a half. I don't know how long it takes to fucking string a guitar.
Not that long.
Out of control. But he was mad nice. He was so nice to me. And then I just went in the room asking for water, and I got these two girls that were just like, and you are? And I was like, fucking Jules, who the fuck are you? Like, why are you yelling at me? I'm asking for water. And they were like, yeah, this is for the bands. I'm like, the fuck do you think I'm doing here, lady?
Do you see all these tattoos? What do you think I'm doing? I'm in the band.
I'm here for the free
handies. I'm in the band.
But I was just like, that's so, like, I've never had a woman be, like, sexist.
Oh, women are sexist all the time.
She thought that you were
like nuts. I'm like, no. Yo, we're
so she
the
just
same
thought
team,
that you were just
bro.
Like just some dumb floozy who was following bands around or something.
Well, that's
she was like a merch girl. Right?
I thought she was, but okay.
Oh. Yeah, it seems like that's what she was.
Sounds like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So maybe, yeah, it was a floozy down, day, like a showdown.
It was so fun.
It was such a fun show. It was at Gramercy Theater in the city, and
every band we played with was fucking awesome. That one band
show.
Who I love so much, what's their name?
Element 4040.
Element, what? I still
Element,
don't know.
Wow, Element 444?
Like 444, I thought it was 4040.
Element 440.
Yeah.
Element 440. They fucking rule.
They were this goth band that had like a laser light show.
I'm obsessed with them.
Cool.
Like they're the
they
best people
crazy.
I've ever met.
They wore masks and they pretended that they were mannequins.
Dolls.
And dolls.
Oh my God. Their show
dope.
Is sick. Like their live show is sick. I'm obsessed
fun.
With them.
I love
well, played.
Not obsessed to remember their name.
I love a good
what?
Name. Yeah.
How could you remember it? I still don't fucking know.
Element 440. 440. 440.
They were so good we forgot who they were.
Yeah, we blacked out.
It was so great I lost part of my brain and memory.
That's
I can't
one of
remember
my,
it.
One of my favorite things to see live shows like you know Gwar and
oh,
Rob
Gwar.
Zombie.
So
and
dope. Oh, I'm fucking so Rob Zombie. I'm so obsessed with him and his wife.
I'm going
and his wife.
They're the best. They're like the
I
best.
I have pictures of her. Carry
yeah.
them around.
She has a shrine.
She's like
candles.
Just, yeah, she's amazing.
I'm going to see Rammstein in a couple weeks at
Jones Beach.
Jones
right?
Beach,
yeah,
that's where
yeah,
I'm going to see.
That's the creepiest like, show I've ever been to.
That's just that kind of wild ass.
No, he like came on the audience. I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah, yeah, the giant dick that shot
fuck
foam.
Was
that? It was awesome.
I want to come on my audience.
I was like 14. That was not okay. I was
so
like, many
I mean, nobody's really stopping you.
Exactly.
You guys, like you see, now is the time to do it because you're not really famous yet.
Right.
So that would either, if it went badly, it would still give you press.
But if it went well,
you know?
Be famous.
Yeah, we've yeah. always yeah. been
are
saying.
Are
the,
we really
like,
talking about what I think you guys are fucking talking about?
Agenda.
Oh, her coming on the
cut
audience.
It out,
yeah.
Caitlin.
Yeah. Like, nobody's stopping her. Just do it.
Gimmick.
Yeah.
This is a just Planned Parenthood plug.
About the most punk rock thing ever.
Yeah.
Too,
so. Yeah.
God, we're not fucking Gigi Allen, please.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Wish. We wish.
Oh, God, I don't wish that on anyone.
yes. Bite it, you scum.
So, oh what happened? So what happened with Doyle then? It was just
oh,
the
so
chicks,
bad.
Or?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he didn't even
he
look
didn't,
at us.
He
didn't care.
Us.
He didn't even know right. who we, that we existed.
He was just like, with
but
his
we were like. Dude, he brings his workout shit on tour.
Yo, that was fucking weird.
It was hilarious. You wanna... I was like, the whole band is jacked, though. Like, obviously, they're fucking using it. It's not like they just, like, set it up and put their merch on it or something. No, they're, like, fucking working out in the back.
I saw a similar thing. I was at this concert, and don't judge me, but I'm a fan.
I'm going
to.
I'm about to.
I'm a fan of Collective Soul. You know that band?
Whatever.
Love that band. Anyway.
For he was... His holdout for years, years. Collective Soul is still my favorite band. It's like, no, they're not, man. They're just not. Like, my favorite band when I was little was Aerosmith. They're not anymore. They haven't been for years. You know, it's like, just admit that Pearl Jam's your favorite band right now. You know, like, and we're going back to 97, 98 right now.
But that's not the point.
And he's, no, but I'm making a point.
Well, anyway, I was going to see.
Yeah, he's singing it over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish we had six mics.
Went to see them, and they were opening for Live. And
Oh my God, what a terrible show that must have been.
The Counting Crows.
Oh, cool.
And I was watching, I was peeking behind the stage, and I saw Adam Durst, the lead singer, boxing, like with a trainer, like with pads and mitts and everything like that, with his fucking dreadlocks up and everything like that.
You guys aren't gonna hire personal trainers to like box behind stage with you when you're famous.
Oh yeah,
I mean I should. My fat ass needs somebody to whip this into fucking shape.
Jesus Christ!
Find you like boxing with someone behind the stage. So
yeah,
we wouldn't have fucking gloves on or anything. Yeah, like what?
You can say like the dumbest thing to me, and I have so many fucking buttons. It's like you never know when you're gonna hit one of them.
Oh, great!
You could yell the dumbest fucking thing, and I could be like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
Excuse me.
And it just sets me off, and then I just lose it, and I black out, and I can't remember anything.
Takes her door knockers out.
That's right. I'm like, yo, hold these.
Hold these. Takes her weave out.
I do have it's not my hair.
I wouldn't have known.
Guys normally don't.
Yeah.
So
it wouldn't be surprised me if it was something that you noticed. It's like, where'd you get your weave? That looks really nice.
Is that a weave?
This fucking guy and his haircut all the time. Mm. So he's talking about his hair.
It's very swishy. It's doing that thing that everybody tries to accomplish. It's like your hair.
My hair?
Oh, yes. I was like, mine? It smells.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
What does it smell like?
Like shit.
Lycra?
Sweat. And
it smells like
polyester.
I would. Is it? It's a weave. Is it real hair?
Yeah, it's real hair.
Oh, okay. It's not one of those like cheapo like acrylic
Indian woman.
No, it's not.
Jesus.
I'm not ethical about everything. I am. It's from a dog.
I shaved my dog and this is on my head now.
I don't know if it was a question, but to answer your question, it does this naturally.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In there? Yeah.
No, there's a ton in there, but it does that naturally.
Yeah. I just let it do its thing. After today, I styled it up, came here, sat in the sun for about 15 minutes and just melted away.
Nice.
So
that's what happens. That's good. Hairspray.
Yeah.
Molecules stay smaller so they don't melt. I'm a hairdresser. I'm not just nuts. Well,
both. See, I'm told I have great hair, but I don't like to deal with it.
Take
I would love.
Off.
Okay. It's all greasy.
Whoa,
right
yeah,
now.
You do. Yeah. Hello.
You do have great hair.
Right?
But I just I want to cut it all off. My girlfriend won't let me.
Went straight.
I just want to shave my head because I don't want to deal with it.
I can't anymore.
Wait, what? I don't have headphones in.
No,
I don't know what you. I won't know what you said until I listen back.
And you'll love it.
So yeah,
coming back.
He
around.
Heard it.
What? I didn't hear it. I
didn't. No, you didn't.
I
hear
wasn't
it.
Paying
you
attention.
Wasn't paying attention.
I was like trying to figure out.
We'll find out eventually.
Coming back around, Kara. What made you start playing? I know you're really anxious to talk into the microphone.
Really anxious to talk into the microphone.
Caitlin was talking about her father being bass player, mm-hmm. And when we met each other as like cute little children, she put like an 11-pound fretless right-handed bass into my hands.
She's a lefty. She's a lefty.
Yeah.
You gotta say why that's weird.
Are you still playing right-handed?
Yeah.
I'm left-handed.
No.
But are you playing right-handed?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
But she just like kind of did the Jimi Hendrix thing and flipped it over, but didn't change the strings out, so it was like an upside down and backwards bass.
Well, that's badass.
We were so young.
We played like Seven Nation Army,
Nirvana.
We did some I don't know what we did. It was bad though. We were probably
Sublime.
11.
Sublime.
Yeah, Sublime.
Yeah.
11 or 12.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
So I started playing the bass guitar when Caitlin handed me her father's right-handed bass.
Huh.
When I was 11.
And then the rest
and
is
that was
history.
It? It was just like, oh, this is it. This is
well, yeah,
I'm a musician now, and
you, like,
that's it.
Did your whole bass thing.
Yeah, I did my whole bass thing. As and that was like our whole like social life, like all of our friends we played in bands with.
Yeah. Self-taught, or did you actually get lessons?
I had private lessons for a long time, and I studied music theory in college until it made me cry, and I quit.
Jeez, you went down the rabbit hole in that one.
Yeah.
You applied for Berkeley and was like, fuck this, right?
Yeah, it was very expensive, so I went to art school instead.
Oh, no kidding. You were...
Yeah.
Wow.
What art school?
I went to a big SUNY school, and I'm a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
So not music, but...
You made the
that's cool.
Made the gross face with for music theory. That's how I was.
It made me cry.
I just want to bang on my guitar. That's all I wanted to do. You know, I didn't want to learn about it. I just wanted to hit. Oh, I just wanted to play it.
I failed my final. they had a box of Oreos because like so many people cried afterwards. So, like tissues and cookies. So many people cried, and that was when I knew that I should be an artist instead of a musician.
Oh, man.
Walter, you're next. What made you want to be just you left your country, your home country to keep playing? So there's got to be something major behind that, I would think.
Just drumming.
Yeah.
I found the drumming by myself. My family, they're not musicians.
Really?
No. And when I was 15, I always was attracted for how the drums looks in stage.
Oh yeah.
Always.
How it looks.
And like the drum is like it's the first thing that you see in any concert. The drummer is the first thing.
Yeah.
Like it's man. And
you get somebody on there who's
classes for 6-7 months, and I just became by myself, just playing with some guys when I was studying. And I started to do music, having bands, different styles, finding another drummers, studying with them. But
just can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
You just like noise, smashing shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's how you feel if you're going to be a drummer. Yeah. Your personality should be you just want to hit everything.
Jesus Christ. I think
our whole band is.
Well,
I mean, I feel like that sometimes, but I've never been a drummer.
Well, it's
definitely,
like,
you know.
Like, it's relaxing.
Yeah. Like it's hitting everything
it's
is relaxing.
It's great for people with ADD, ADHD.
Yeah.
Like,
have you met Jesse from Francis Dean?
That fucking
he's
kid.
A drummer.
He's spazzing.
Yeah. Earlier today, someone asked him to just like move along a little bit because he was smoking a cigarette, and he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and puts it out on his leg,
oh, on his jeans.
Christ. Just puts it out on his jeans. Guy's awesome.
Drummers are crazy.
He's like the T-1000 in Terminator.
Yes,
we love a
absolutely.
Good Terminator reference on this show,
yeah,
for
fan.
Sure.
Terminator 2, yeah. They put the cigar out on his chest.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And then he threw him through the window into the kitchen on the grill. It was great. Great.
And we
I'm
going
to watch
story.
That when I get home. I'm going to watch it. I swear to God. I have to now. I have to.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Jeez, yeah. I haven't... I got nothing left now. I'm so fucking.
That's all good.
He's run out of questions.
The heat has just sucked the absolute life out
so,
of me.
So let's wind this down before it gets terrible.
Yeah. Well, let's start. Like we're going. We've been talking to you guys for half an hour already. So
yeah.
I mean, it just flew by like that.
Yeah.
Sure
so we're probably gonna throw this on either the beginning or the end of our next episode. We're gonna post it and
sweet.
We'll tag you guys and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Promote us, we'll promote you.
Hell yeah.
Or else.
We're all about that.
But yeah, you guys were...
But, I bought your album and a sticker, and I'm very excited.
Perfect.
I'm sad that I don't have any more room on my skateboard for your sticker, so I'll have to find a place to put it.
Sweet. And yeah. Our new EP will be out like this month, I think.
Yeah.
So I wanted to. Are you guys signed at all?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
No.
Do you mind if we play your music on our show?
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, no, I don't mind.
You don't mind? Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. So we kind of have like a big playlist that we play over our breaks of a bunch of unsigned artists, and we'd love to include you. So we'll feature you a little bit on our next episode.
Thank you.
You guys, plugs too. Are you guys playing anytime soon? When's the next gig?
Oh God, another outdoor festival, right?
Oh Jesus!
It's so fucking
July 1st. That won't be hot at all in July.
We're playing at the Astoria Beer Garden on July 1st.
I've been there.
Very cool.
Nice place.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the stage might be sort of indoors. I'm not sure.
It's if I remember, it's outdoors, but you'll be covered.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so like today.
I wish we got that burp on mic.
I thought we were.
This is pretty solid.
Yeah. Probably did get it on mic.
Yeah.
It carries.
Is Kara the logistics one? You're the one running the.
No.
You just had.
Who's in charge of the band? Who runs the show?
It's mostly it's a combination.
Yeah, I think it's a good combo. It used to be me, and then I wanted to kill everyone because I said
I could
I'm
see
done.
That,
right?
Yeah.
That's where I was. I was just like, can you guys do fucking something, please?
It's like, it's rough, but now everybody does everything, so it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Cool. Yeah. So, all right, Astoria, what was the date again?
July 1st.
Astoria Beer Garden. Mm-hmm. And
I believe
media.
They have really good chicken wings.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm
vegan,
so no.
Yeah.
I love
Who
chicken wings.
Who gives a shit? We're talking
I'm
about
I'm just
the band.
Saying. I just get chicken wings while you're there.
I'm going to get
I was there like 6 years ago. Yeah.
Yep.
I love snacks.
They're there because course, they're supposed to be flying with them. Christ.
Not if they're chickens because chickens don't fly.
I will kill you.
I own chickens. They fly.
Yeah, they do
fly. I don't own them.
They don't fly
they drop.
Far.
We have like a relationship.
One,
they live in my
they
yard.
Fall.
They give me eggs.
And then they drop. They'll be
chickens. No, I won't. They're my friends.
They don't either
I'll eat other chickens that
Caitlin,
I haven't met.
I swear to God.
I'm going to, but I appreciate
do you
the banter.
Us? Did we not?
No,
tell
no.
You
I'm
about
just.
This
I'm just.
Earlier?
I'm just saying.
He's getting it outside.
All right, so your social media, Facebook, and all that stuff?
Bay Patrol Band.
Bay Patrol Band on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And baypatrolband.com.
Yeah.
And we're Bay Patrol Band on Instagram as well, so
and
you can check us out.
Is it bandcamp.com,
Bay Patrol Band? We're fixing our Bandcamp, but we haven't updated it.
And we took down our SoundCloud, too.
We took it down.
They were, like, getting crazy.
We're revamping. The thing is, we took a little, like, hiatus for, like, 5 years.
Oh, okay. No big deal.
A little hiatus for 5 years. So we're just basically starting from scratch about almost a year ago.
Yeah, pretty much all over again.
Revamping and restarting all of our social media and all
that
of
might be
music.
Good, though. You breathe new life into the whole 100%, thing. You get some more
and
influence.
And we have all new music. It's like we have like 3 albums now.
Yeah.
We have like so much crap.
Yeah. You get the creative juices flowing again, too.
Yeah.
That'll
help. And we have someone helping us with our social media a little bit. So it's
hell
nice.
Yeah.
Hey-o. our good friend Andy is helping us. So.
All right. Shout out to Andy.
You know. It's all good, girl.
Shout out to Andy.
Nothing. Nothing.
Just look away. Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
All right. Cool, guys.
Well, it was great talking to you guys. And
down.
The
you
show was
too.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and we really enjoyed getting to know your music and talking to you. So.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You guys
yeah, we will. I will definitely be listening. I'm looking forward to finding a CD player that I own, possibly, because I don't think I have one anymore.
You can find it online.
Yeah.
I had to explain to a kid what a fucking CD was. I was like, get away from me.
I mean, it was refreshing to like pull out a CD that like someone burned and put a sticker on and put in a thing.
We used to do that.
You know, it's awesome, but I don't think I have a CD player.
We're going to do cassettes.
But so I'm going to have that's a good idea too. I have a cassette deck. I don't have a CD player.
And we're going to have records too.
Well, that'd be great. We'll definitely talk to the guys here. They'll stock your stuff. I will buy it because I'm a hipster douchebag.
Good.
It'd be great.
I still buy CDs. I need to have something tangible.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I can't have. And
so
a record.
Ryan will rip your CD into MP3s that I bought today, and then I will listen to it.
Nice. It's all on YouTube.
Yeah.
Spotify and all that shit.
So, looking forward to it.
Cool, man. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Right. Thank you so much for asking.
All right.
End scene.
Goodbye.